760-560-5363.
That's 1-800-760-5363. Listen, why worry when you can sleep really sound tonight after one quick phone call to Value Financial? 1-800-760-5363. Call today. Change your tomorrows.
WWNA, Pompano Beach. AM 1470, with even more information you can use. Tune in for the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, Saturdays from 4 to 6, and Sundays from 9 to 11, only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about his original form of research analysis called psychoanalysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and again in 2008. If you're not getting the same quality advice from your financial advisor, it's time you called Peter Bruno. Toll free anytime. Consider opening your personalized managed account or find out about the next free 90-minute seminar. The number is 1-800-592-5578. 592-5578. Call Peter Bruno anytime, 24-7. 1-800-592-5578. Benefit from the research that has forecast in advance two crashes. Peter Bruno, call today. 1-800-592-5578.
Invite Health, a leader in high-quality, pure, fresh nutritional supplements, is excited to announce the opening of its newest store in Delray Beach at 1534 South Federal Highway off Linton Boulevard in the Plaza at Del Rey. Visit today and take advantage of daily radio specials on condition-specific supplements. And don't forget to listen to pharmacist nutritionist Jerry Hickey, the host of Invite Radio, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. right here on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network. To those of its hosts, guests, and callers, although not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors. This is the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's Health and Wealth Network. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, Facebook, and blogtalkradio.com. Now, today's program.
Welcome to the Creating Cafe with your host, Barbara Joy, laughingly and lovingly known as the Shift Guru. Barbara is an author, motivational speaker, and life shift coach. She assists individuals like you to identify and shift limiting beliefs as they choose to create the life they deserve. Her show is focused on those perspectives that will assist you in creating the life you desire. She will be joined by fascinating guests who will share their own inspirational stories and will provide you with the tools and awarenesses to use to create a more dynamic life. Last but not least, Barbara will assist the angelic realm in sharing their insights with you. Enjoy the discussion as you learn how to apply these unique and empowering insights to your own life. Join Barbara at the Creating Cafe. Settle into a comfortable chair with your favorite cup of coffee or tea and a mind open to the possibilities of life. Consider the life you desire to create. Identify those areas in need of shifting and join Barbara as she provides insights and wisdom. You just might choose to shift a long-held perspective. Any shift of perspective shifts your beliefs and your life experience. Join Barbara now at the Creating Cafe.
Hello, and welcome to the Creating Cafe. I hope you've joined me with a nice cup of coffee or tea, especially as we move into this wonderful fall season, and that you've sat back and let your mind begin to freewheel a bit and consider some of the possibilities that we're going to be sharing on the show today. As I said, I am Barbara Joy, the Shift Guru. I assist people like yourself in shifting their limiting beliefs. And at this day and age, with where we are in the economy and all, I am particularly proud to be supporting individuals who are in what I call life recovery. As I have the opportunity to work with, of late, a number of individuals dealing with divorce. And one of the things that has become really clear as I've been in my private practice is that there is a sense we are here all alone. And that could not be farther from the truth, as I've learned from the angelic realm. So the show today is going to encompass both a discussion of how to prepare to connect with the angelic realm, my guest, Kate Hartsong, and talking about her new book, Deeply We Are One, and finally time with the angelic realm as they share the concept of a soul team. So again, get that nice cup of coffee or tea, lean back, relax, and let's get started. As I've dealt over the past week or so, it's really been obvious that there's this sense that we're alone. And I think as we move into fall and winter months, and as the days become colder and we spend less time out in company with others, I think that we get that feeling more and more. So what came in to do was to talk to you about how best I connect with the angelic realm. And there are some concepts to hold and then some practices that I use, and I've used a wide variety, so we'll be talking about those probably next week. But there are some practices to consider as you hold certain concepts. And today I want to speak on the concepts. The first concept is that you are a peer of the realm. And that is a quote, as I heard it, from the angelic team. You are a peer of the realm. Being a peer of the realm means you are magnificent. You are a peer of the realm. You may not feel like a peer of the realm. You may not even be certain what the realm is. But just know that at a soul level, you are a peer of the realm. And because you are a soul in a physical body, not a physical body with a soul, there's a big difference. Your soul takes precedence, and because you are a peer of the realm, the connection is easier. Secondly, as a peer of the realm, you have angelic traits. One of those angelic traits is intuition, knowing, deja vu, sensing things. That's one of the traits of the angelic realm. So if you've ever felt those, if you've ever been in a place where you say, we've had this conversation before, or I've been here before, and you know you've never spoken with that person before, you've never been at that place on earth before, those are deja vu moments. Those are memories from your soul. You are connected to the angelic realm. Third thing is that it is your natural state to connect with that realm. And that part of that natural state can be a bit overwhelming. As I began to hear the voices, as I call them, I thought I was going crazy. I was trying to live a traditional life in a traditional setting in a traditional manner. And hearing voices at that time, and this was about 15 years ago, certainly was not traditional. So we have a natural connection. when we cut off that connection, no matter what we do it with, no matter what event in life causes us to cut off that connection, we lose some of our core essence. Because what we're cutting the connection off with is the soul, and our angelic connection. Now, when I started hearing the voices, I told a few people I thought I was crazy. I, in fact, sought help because it was so disconcerting. I wanted to be normal. I wanted to fit in. I wanted to live everyone else's earth experience. We each have an earth experience to live. We each have an agenda to follow. And I don't know about you, but I've been looking at the social norm lately, and I'm not particularly impressed. I'm not impressed with the beliefs that are out there running. I'm not impressed with the degree of fear that is running. And it doesn't mean I don't get caught up in it. But when I bring myself back into my knowing, when I remember my angelic self, I'm not impressed. And as I was talking about, we're a member of the angelic realm, but we're also a soul in a physical body. And being a soul in a physical body provides us with a great deal of ability to feel emotion, to be tactile, to connect with other individuals in a very physical way. What it doesn't do is it doesn't give us the perspective of the angelic realm. And that's part of what I consider recovering from life, is reaching back up, making that angelic connection, and it's like you're standing on the ground floor and someone else is high up seeing a parade come down the street. And you've got hundreds of people in front of you. You can't see. You're jumping up and down, bobbing around, trying to see what's happening. And you yell up, or in this case, think up, to the person up on top of the building, and you say, "What's happening?" And they say, "It's coming. The parade's coming." They only get to see it from a very distant view, what they call the eagle view. We, because we're souls in a physical body, get to see it from the ant view. So when we lose that connection, when we cut it off, trying to be in alignment, trying to be normal, trying to figure out what these voices in our heads are, then we lose the ability to connect to that higher perspective, that more distant perspective, so that we're able to see what's coming a bit and what the plan is as we're moving forward. And finally, remember, as we prepare to connect with the realm, that always our information comes in through our filters. I was speaking to a gentleman the other day. He'd read The Creating Formula. He was quite impressed with it, blown away, in fact. And he said to me, "Barbara, are these words sacred?" And I thought, well, kind of yes, but mostly no. These words are guidance. These words are information from the realm. And anything that comes from the realm, as I perceive it, comes through our filters. So what I may hear as trust, someone else may hear as connection. Someone else may hear as guidance. So it's not sacred in the terms of you take a chapter and you live a chapter. It's sacred in the terms that it's information to assist us in living. And in that way, I believe all that information is sacred no matter how it's coming in. And as you begin to listen to the angelic realm, remember that you're bringing everything in through your filters, your fears, your doubts, remember that you're bringing in everything through your filters. And that is why it is so valuable to begin to understand your fears, your beliefs, your blockages, that which you are not allowing in, because those are all your filters. And as we continue to think about connecting with the angelic realm, there's a couple of other points. And then, like I said, next week we'll speak more about the steps to connect with the realm. When you begin to embody the fact that you're a member of the realm, your soul self is a member of the realm. When you begin to consider the possibilities that in fact, you are connecting with your soul self and therefore with the realm at all times, it becomes a bit overwhelming. And I want to speak for just a moment or two about it being overwhelming. Connection to the realm does not need to be overwhelming. I have a little hand gesture I make. I bring my fingers and my thumb together in the be quiet, because sometimes I found I must focus on the physical. And all of their, what sometimes I call chatter, all of their chatter can get a little bit disconcerting. And when you understand that as a member of the realm, and that's why it's the first thing to accept, that you're not subservient. You might be a servant to the realm. They may be looking to accomplish things through you with your agreement. You are not a servant. And so when the realm is chattering away and you need focus, you say as you would to another peer, just quiet for a few moments. Again, my team and I connect through some fun and laughable things, and so I go, because I've got a couple of very chattery dudes up there. So accept in that you're a member of the realm, the angelic realm. Accept in that this knowing is not new for you. In fact, many of you may have heard yourself say, your inner voice say, I knew that. Congratulations. Many of you may have remembered moments of deja vu. That was connection. Many of you may not, and that's just fine. This connection to the angelic realm is not part of our current social norm. And that's one of the reasons with the connection I have that I chose, instead of becoming what many would call a psychic, I chose to become an angel connector. Because the more people that are connected to their knowing, to their soul self, hearing their inner guidance clearly, the more beautiful this place will be, this world will be that we live in. So my opportunity, and that's why I do angelic guidance or angelic connection sessions, is to assist people in opening up as we're talking about now. So consider your connection to the realm. Play with it this week. Because next week we're going to go through what the angels have provided to me as the 6 steps to connect to the realm. And now, we're about ready to head into commercial break. Before we do, let me introduce my guest for this week, Kate Hartsong. Kate is an amazing lady who has opened up to the angelic realm. And through that opening up, and she does it through writing, through automatic writing, she has written the book, Deeply, We Are One. And I thought it was a perfect book to talk about as we're talking about this connection. So stay tuned for Deeply, We Are One.
The Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR with Dan Ascani is all about you as the consumer, the investor, and the business, defending, building, and preserving your wealth in this tough economy. Let's spend drive time together defending your money. Listen to Dan Ascani and the Defending Your Money show Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. and again at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, you can always find it on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. on AM 740 WSBR and streamed live and archived on www.ascaniwm.com. And Blog Talk Radio. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. While you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
My name is Charles Beckard. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckard & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
We are now back from our station break, hearing from our sponsors, and I have Kate Hartsong with me. Welcome, Kate.
Thank you, Barbara. It's such a delight to be here with you.
Well, I thank you for joining me because I know that you've gone through quite an interesting journey. Can you talk to us about the shifts you've made, the new perceptions you have about you? Anyway.
Oh, sure, Barbara. Well, it's been a wonderful, wonderful trip. I laugh because when I first had the wonderful insight to write this book, I had no idea what I was getting into. and yet I'm very glad I've done this. It's been a wonderful, wonderful learning, personal growth, and there's been a wonderful opportunity for me to actually delve into the even deeper parts of myself to discover even all the more resilience and tenacity and compassion that I have for the material I'm sharing. It's been a wonderful, wonderful road. A little bit rough on a couple of areas, but, you know, I just never expected that I'd have to do this much marketing, but it really does require a lot, and through that I've learned a lot about myself.
When you talked about the road having some highs and lows, what's been the greatest high and the deepest low?
Let's see, the greatest high. You know, I would say it's the accomplishment of actually producing the book, going through the writing, and then the editing with a professional editor, and then learning about the publishing. I would say the highest is having received the very first proof copy in my hand. seeing that it really can and did become a reality. So that is the high. The low, I would say, you know, it's the feeling of being overwhelmed. When I decided, yes, I really am so compelled to share the message of Deeply We Are One. I'm very much, very passionate about it. And so when I decided to do what I'm doing right now, the book launch campaign, at the beginning, I got very overwhelmed because there's just so much to be done all at once. But it seems like there's so much to do in a short amount of time. But you know, Barbara, it's because of that low, and it was because of that feeling of being overwhelmed. You know, I would say that really has helped me in a very positive way to go through an extraordinary shift in my view of myself and how I actually live day to day. Because as a result, I have actually deepened a place of wonderful trust and surrender to the process, and I've learned a lot of really neat tools to not be overwhelmed.
Would you share with us one of those tools? Because I think there's a whole lot of us currently in that wonderful overwhelm place.
There is, and I also know there's so many people who, like myself, I imagine a lot of them are really overwhelmed. What I find is the best thing, and there's actually several things that have helped me, but one tool that I feel is the best for me is to just be in a place of awareness of myself, such as my mood or my emotions or my reaction to things. You know, Barbara, when I'm aware, then I can actually catch myself from getting more and more overwhelmed. And so what I then do is I bring myself back right into the present moment, just being in the very present now. And that really helps me to actually get more calm inside. It's wonderful. It really, it's been a big help.
I hear what you're saying, Kate. I call it when the mental ego future trips. And especially if we're even close to that point of overwhelm, it just magnifies the feeling of being out of control, being incapable. And when, like you said, we bring ourselves back to the moment and just kind of say, okay, am I fine right now?
Yeah, exactly. I find that that's the key. Well, first of all, there is only the moment, the present. And I can only do one thing at a time. That brings me in a place of more calm and peace as well.
Yes. Now, you mentioned that you have made some shifts. Will you share one or two with us?
Sure. I'd be happy to. I would say one of the shifts that I have made, I touched upon it just a couple minutes ago, is being in more in a place of real, true calm and peace. And not being so overwhelmed. It's like I received a gift, so to speak, from being in the low of having been so overwhelmed, that now the shift is I am actually living my life day to day in a more of a place of calm and peace more often for longer periods of time than I did before. And again, it's because I got into that deep place of fear, of overwhelm, and how am I going to do everything, where I was determined, I don't want to live this way, and I know that I can live in a more calm and peaceful way. So that's one shift. I would say another shift is I have really come to know the resilience and the persistence and the true deep passion I have for the work that I'm doing. I knew I had it before, but through the last 4 months, I have deepened my self-knowing with that. Does that make sense?
That absolutely makes sense. It sounds like you've taken it from I'll call it a surface awareness, And it's really embedded now.
Yeah.
And how has that changed or shifted your life, that knowing that?
You know, that's an excellent question. That really parallels very much with a big premise of my book, Deeply We Are One.
Mm-hmm.
What I have found for myself is, as I know myself better, as I have deepened my self-knowing and have come to better honor the specific gifts that I do have for the world, and for now that is to empower people to have more inner peace, to recognize their greatness. As I have gone on this journey and gone through this shift, I have deepened and come to know myself even more, so that I am more in alignment with who I really am, and I am much more in authenticity, even more so than I ever have been in my whole life, because I have deepened into crevices of the real deep me inside.
Yes.
And it's flourishing and having a chance to express even more.
What I have absolutely valued so highly is I have had the opportunity from a bit of a distance to watch you and how you've navigated these waters, that some of which were very unexpected, as can happen in our life. You have simply stayed the course as I've seen it. What assisted you most in staying the course?
It's a good thing I was born with a lot of drive and persistence.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that definitely is one thing that has helped me to stay the course. But, you know, another thing is I am so knowing and so in tune with what I am meant to do with this message that I am just very determined to follow the course, because I feel like this is what I need to do to fulfill my life's purpose. And so in that regard, that has really helped me. You know, I guess I could summarize it by saying I'm really honoring myself. I'm listening to my intuition, and I'm following it.
Beautiful. Now, your book, Deeply We Are One, is a bit of a channeled book, correct?
Oh, yes, it is. Mm-hmm.
Did you start off life living in, you know, having however you received this information, or is this also another opening that has occurred?
You know, it started out with about 8 years ago when, during meditation, I was drawn to start writing on a pad of paper, and it was self-guidance just specifically for myself. And I was pleasantly surprised in 2008 to be, through my inner guidance, told I would be writing a book. So in that regard, I was very honored but surprised. But as the whole process happened, it just unfolded so beautifully. And again, listening to my inner guidance, my inspiration, allowed this to unfold in the way it has.
What words of wisdom would you have for individuals looking to bring in that inner, you know, guidance? What process do you use? So just to share with others.
Sure. My advice is that it's really important to be aware of your whole beingness.
Mm-hmm.
When you're in a place of awareness, then you can be more monitoring your thoughts. And when you have that, you can be more aware of what type of thoughts are coming through. So if they're loving and kind, they're more apt to be your inner guidance. And if your thoughts are critical or repetitive, they're more, you know, from the ego. So I would recommend people just become more attuned with the tone of voice that's coming through. And I also give the advice to trust yourself and trust your feeling inside. So if you do have what a lot of people know as a gut feeling,
right,
to honor it and to just with practice, they will become better and better at knowing and being able to distinguish between true inner guidance or intuition versus the ego. And it's really it takes practice and trust to do that.
It does, and I love your differentiation of that gentle, that quiet, and even with some of my team that can be a bit demanding or, you know, very, very high energy, there's still a significant difference between the voices of the team or the inner guidance and the voices of the mental ego, as I call them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kate, this has been wonderful. And before we leave, could you tell us a bit about your book and what you're up to with it?
Well, thank you, Barbara. I'd be delighted to. I'm very honored to be the messenger of this book, Deeply We Are One. It really is all about uplifting our self-image, recognizing our true divine nature, and to getting to know ourselves better. There's so many other benefits to this book, too many to list here. I would like to share, though, with your listeners that I'm having a very special day, October 19th, which is the day that when people do purchase Deeply We Are One on Amazon, they are able to receive some wonderful free gifts. And so you can get the information on my website, www.joyfulradiance.com. It's joyfulradiance.com. And all the information is there. It's a very empowering book. And I'd like to add one last thing is through getting to know ourselves well, and to really recognizing and honoring our true divine nature through this, we also have a wonderful and better understanding that on a deep level, we're all one connected with each other. So that's another gift that this book, Deeply We Are One, offers. So again, October 19th is the day to buy, and it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity to become empowered.
Thank you, Kate. There are so many wonderful messages in your book and that you are bringing to the world. I really appreciate you doing it.
Well, thank you very much. And it's such an honor to be here with you, Barbara. I love being with you and talking with you.
Thank you.
If you are...
My name is Robert Gluck. I am a practicing trial lawyer and have been specializing in helping people who have been injured in all types of accidents for the past 20 years. I handle cases throughout the state of Florida. Recently, the legislature in Tallahassee has changed certain laws, and insurance companies are now taking advantage of those changes, resulting in much lower offers on personal injury cases across the board. It is now necessary to file a lawsuit to get a fair settlement on these cases. Before you settle your case for less than what it's worth, let me review it over the phone or in person with you for free. If there is no recovery, there is no fee. Call now for your free consultation at 954-583-8999. That's 954-583-8999.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about qualifications and experience.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Marketing your service today must include repetition at the right time on the right form. Send your advertising dollars correctly. And send your advertising money by advertising at drive time 6:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. in four South Florida counties. Thousands of listeners contact the Defending Your Money show on AM 740 WSBR and make your company part of the Money Talk Network, Ascanio Wealth Management Network, Blog Talk Radio, and social media. Call 877-578-5788 for more information. Again, that's 877-578-5788.
Green Carpet Clean is dedicated to promoting a healthier environment for your family and your business. Vacuuming alone will only keep down dust and dirt. The Totally Green process removes dust mites, allergens, microorganisms, soil, bacteria, and contaminants. For a free consultation, call Totally Green Carpet Clean at 954-977-8330. Your home will not only look clean, but actually be clean. 954-977-8330. Totally Green Carpet Clean. Preserving the integrity of the planet, one cleaning at a time. 954-977-8330.
My name is Charles Beckert. Do you work overtime? If you work in excess of 40 hours per week, your employer is required to pay you for your overtime. Unless you're specifically exempt under the Fair Labor Standards Act, you are entitled to overtime at time and one half. Let us help you get paid for what you've earned. Is your boss ripping you off? 954-941-8363 or visit us at the web, southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
You are listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show, brought to you by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com. That's holisticlifestylesradio.com. Now back to today's show.
If you are feeling alone in life, if you would like to better understand the connection of all people, Deeply Are One is such a dynamic and beautiful and loving book. Kate brought up some amazing points that I would like to touch on very briefly. One is the issue of honoring our connection. Coming up next will be the angelic realm. Speaking of soul teams and the connections there, also her conversation on thought and how to differentiate the soul team or the higher connection from the mental ego. And now, off to our sponsor. And now we'll close this show with our conscious connection session. This is where the angelic realm asks to come in and connect with all of you, and myself as well, quite frankly. The topic they have chosen for today is soul team. And this is a topic that they have introduced, as I understand it, in the book, The Creating Formula, and that they reiterate over and over and over again because, as they have told me, you in human form feel so isolated and there's no reason. So listen now as the angelic realm talks about soul team. A soul team is a group of souls, typically made up of 8 to 10 souls, and is a team with a consistent agenda. And every member on the team has the agenda. However, they have the experience, or they intend to experience the agenda differently. The soul team of 8 to 10 members, of which you are one, is a team that is consensus decision-making. They make all of their decisions on the next action to take, on the attitudes to hold, on how best to achieve the agenda in a consistent mode. You are a member of a soul team. Your soul is a member of a soul team. You happen to be the member that is choosing to live the experience in a physical existence. In that choice, you bring information back to the team so that all members of the team can share your experience. As you, at a soul level, share the experience of the other members of the team, however and wherever they are located. It is not unusual for some of the teams to be consistently staying in soul space for an agenda, because there are things to learn as a soul in the heavens about an agenda. One of the things that the soul members learn is the ego viewpoint. One of the things you came to learn, if you are listening to this recording now, a human in a physical experience, you came to learn more about the ant view. You also quite possibly came to learn about free will, for the earth plane is one of the few free will locations in the universe. As a member of the soul team, and because all decisions are made in total agreement as to the next steps of the team to accomplish the agenda, that means nothing occurs to you on Earth that you have not agreed to. This is true at a soul level. This does not mean that you may not bring into your experience space those things other than what the soul team is recommending. Many of you have lost connection. Many of you don't recognize your soul self or the dynamic team that is assisting you in experience your agenda in a physical existence. As you consider soul team, we recommend that you consider connecting to this team in a way that optimizes all that you are. To do this, to create a connection to a soul team, is often done by what you on the earth plane know as meditation. Meditation can be done in a matter of seconds, or it can be done over a number of days. Our form of meditation is what we call connection, and it assists you greatly in quieting your mind and connecting to us. So we have noticed that those of you on the earth plane tend to have very chattery mental egos. And your mental ego is something we honor. We honor it because its job is to keep you safe in the physical. We ask it to be quiet so we can continue to connect. Those of you who are older souls will have more demanding mental egos. Those of you who are older souls often tend to numb out in whatever mode you choose. And it can be through emotions, it can be through food, it can be through all sorts of substances and distractions. And you numb out. You disconnect. You lose alignment to choice, to your free will choice with your soul team. We, the angelic realm, highly recommend that you regain your connection. From the angelic realm's perspective, it is so much more empowering to connect with your soul team, to honor all that they are bringing forth to you from the field of infinite and all possibilities. Many of you that do connect, we watch you deciding what to select that your team has chosen. And remember that you are a member of the team. As the other members, you play two roles. One role is a soul on the soul team. assisting as a member, a consensus member, in making the decisions of next steps and actions. And all of those next steps and actions are not yours in the physical. They may be other members of the team. In this regard, it is very similar to a football team. When a play is called, some members actually are part of the play, and others assist those members that are intended to carry the ball or receive the ball or whatever. They're intended to move the resistance out of the way. And by the way, to make it even a little more complex for your left brain to grab hold of, you are the defense on the team to your own offense. Your beliefs, your fears are what are in the way of you being successful. So sometimes your only job at a point in life is to shift those beliefs. It is to block the defenders, the belief, so that your team can move on down the field of evolution. Sometimes that's your only play. Sometimes you're asked to be the one who takes themselves on down the field and catches that bomb, we'll call it in football terms, that long pass, opening yourself up and becoming vulnerable as you do so. And what differentiates you and your soul team from an NFL team is that we don't see a wide receiver, someone who is to catch that long pass, who is to make themselves vulnerable. We don't see that wide receiver stopping mid-stride to decide if they're worthy, if they agree with the play call, if they want to be vulnerable. What we see is a much greater degree of trust placed by that football team member, that wide receiver, in the play call than you place in the actions deemed next appropriate by your soul team. And we ask you to begin becoming conscious of your role on the soul team, of your role both in soul space as a soul on the team and of your role in the physical. For your major action in the physical is to bring in and understand the next action step in sports, the next play call, and to follow that guidance. That is why following guidance, connection to guidance, connection to the angelic realm is so very important. Because when you begin to connect up to us, you also begin to connect to your soul team. The approach we recommend is one of spending some time in meditation. And it may be 5 minutes, and it may be an hour, your choice. And to open the crown of your head, your crown chakra, and to invite in, because again, you are in a free will universe, to invite in the next action step for the day, to invite it in. And those assistants, those gifts from the field of infinite and all possibilities, to accept them in without letting your mental ego decide which to accept and which to deny. For you, on the soul level, have been a voting member of the selection decisions, and it must be unanimous for the selection to be made. So simply sit in meditation, open your crown chakra, the top of your head, and invite in all that your soul team has selected and all the information they can provide you on your actions for the day. If your mental ego starts predicting things, starts future tripping, know that its job is simply to keep you safe. Know that its job is not to decide what to come in and what action to take, but rather its job is to keep you safe in the physical. Come out of meditation for however long you've been in it, whatever else you want to add, and begin to follow the play call for the day. You may receive information from the ego standpoint, you may not. That's all part of the team's choice. And remember, you are a voting member of a consensus team. Thank you from the angelic realm. And by the way, listeners, there's a great deal more in the book, The Creating Formula, on soul teams. It has made a significant difference in my life knowing that I am a member of a soul team. Even with my angelic connection, even with my understanding that I am a member of the realm, as they have told me over the years, understanding that there was an entire team I was connected to and that we all share the same agenda was so powerful, so awesome. For me, it gave me someone to ask questions of. It allowed my mental ego, which is very strong and dominant, to step aside because I felt safe allowing that to happen. It has made some incredible shifts in my world. I hope it does in yours. I love it, I embrace it, and I thank the angelic realm for this message. Goodbye from Barbara Joy, the Shift Guru. This has been the Creating Cafe. Notice what you are creating this week. Notice your thoughts, your attitudes, your impressions. Practice connecting with the angelic realm and your soul team. Have an awesome week.
If this show has opened some possibilities you would like to explore, visit Joy at her website, theshiftguru.com. That is www.theshiftguru.com. Consider the tools available to you through her books, speaking topics, and offerings as a guide. Joy has assisted individuals just like you to create the lives they desire, one shift at a time. Call Joy at 303-880-5950 or complete the contact form on her website to set an appointment now. Begin shifting your life experience. None of the beliefs being discussed on this show or in Joy's offerings deal with faith-based beliefs. Joy.
Thank you for listening to the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Show. This program is sponsored by Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Join us every day right here on AM 1470 WNX. You can also find us on our Twitter podcast, HotTalkRadio.com. For more information about the show and our sponsors, be sure to visit our website, HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. That's HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. All broadcast rights to this program are the property of Holistic Lifestyles Radio Incorporated. Rebroadcast of any portion of this program without express written consent is prohibited. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, staff, management, or sponsors. Invite Health, a leader in high-quality, pure, fresh nutritional supplements, is excited to announce the opening of its newest store in Delray Beach at 1534 South Federal Highway off Linton Boulevard in the Plaza at Delray. Visit today and take advantage of daily radio specials on condition-specific supplements. And don't forget to listen to pharmacist nutritionist Jerry Hickey, the host of Invite Radio, Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. right here on AM 1470 WNM, South Florida's all-new health and wealth network. WWNN, Pompano Beach.
Hi there, it's Nelson Locke, and I want to talk to you about a way to reduce your stress and improve the quality of your retirement. Listen, you know we all worry about money, but you've also heard Steve and I talk for years about a special home equity plan for senior homeowners that will pay off your existing mortgage and get rid of that pesky payment. And this will be for as long as you live in the home. If you have equity, the plan works great. So why are you waiting? You should call us today. But if you're at a break even because of this tough economy and you've been wondering if it would work for you, you can still get rid of that payment and make your house foreclosure proof in the process. Now, for those of you who think you're upside down and maybe you owe more than your house is worth, we know what to do, and you should call us immediately. The number is 1-800-760-5363. That's 1-800-760-5363. Listen, why worry when you can sleep really sound tonight after one quick phone call to Value Financial? 1-800-760-5363. Call today, change your tomorrows.